The FBI is leading the investigation into yesterday's fatal shootings at Los Angeles International Airport. An FBI spokesman says 41-year-old Hisham Mohammed Hidayat shot and killed two people at the ticket counter of the Israeli airline El Al. An El Al security guard fatally shot Hidayat, who was an Egyptian national living in Irvine, California. The FBI says Israel considers it a terrorist attack, but the Bureau is not characterizing the motive. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Eyewitnesses report they saw the shootings. Yolanda and Guillermo Fregoso say they were with their son at another ticket counter about 20 feet away.
I saw some discussion in the counter. I think they don't accept the paperwork that he was holding. So he stepped out a little bit, like two steps. He grabbed a gun and started shooting.
Oh, a lot of people start falling to the floor, and one guy got shot, like seven rounds, a lapse of 3-4 seconds, like another 7-8 more shots. Another guy fell to the floor, and I didn't see really more than that because everybody was down the floor.
Officials say it was a security guard from El Al who shot and killed the gunman. They say he used a .45 caliber handgun in the shooting, but he was also armed with a 9mm handgun and a 6-inch knife. One of his victims was identified as 46-year-old Yakov Aminoff, who was reportedly there to drop off a friend for a flight. A woman in her 20s who worked for the airline was also killed, and three others were treated for various injuries. Passengers had been bound for El Al Flight 106, which was headed for Tel Aviv with a stop in Toronto. Officials say the shooting was reminiscent of attacks by Palestinian extremists near El Al counters at airports in Italy. But L.A. Police Chief Martin Pomeroy insists that the crime was apparently not connected to terrorism.
We have no indication whatsoever that this is anything other than an isolated incident. We're not aware of similar incidents.
After the shootings, the Tom Bradley International Terminal was evacuated for about 5 hours. 20 outbound international flights were delayed, incoming flights were diverted, and thousands of passengers waited on the curbside outside the terminals until much of the airport reopened in the late afternoon. Later in the evening, police evacuated a parking lot near the international terminal. The FBI agents say that's where the gunman's car was parked. A bomb squad was sent to investigate as a precaution. Throughout the day, many passengers seemed spooked by the news, particularly with security on high alert around the country for a possible terrorist attack on Independence Day. But L.A. Mayor James Hahn tried to reassure would-be passengers.
I believe that we have the best security in the world, but anytime you have an open airport, you have risk and problems. We're going to continue to reassess our security plan to see what we need to do to make sure the traveling public is going to be safe and protected. LAPD will be deploying additional resources here throughout the weekend to make sure that LAX is as safe as we can make it.
The incident was an opportunity for Mayor Hahn to tout a $9.6 billion plan he unveiled earlier in the week to beef up airport security over the next 10 years. His proposal includes closing airport parking terminals to vehicles to create a new zone for security check-ins of passengers, their friends and family, as well as airline employees before they reach the ticket counters. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.